This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. I'm Jennifer Ashwasage. It's been all over Twitterverse in Indian country and beyond. It's hashtag Ottawapiskat. It combines the words Ottawa and Attawapiskat. The hashtag was cleverly created by Métis artist Aaron Paquette. Aaron tells us how he came up with the hashtag and what some have been tweeting about it.
I was painting in the middle of the night, and I was just thinking about all of these issues and about this, you know, convenient leak about Attawapiskat's finances. And I was thinking, you know, it's so silly. Like, I know for sure that our current government has a worse financial record than any reservation I've ever heard of. I started thinking about, you know, how Stephen Harper was honored with a headdress and an honorary chief name, chief speaker, and it just all sort of combined into Attawapiskat, and I just started laughing. You know, what if we treated, you know, the nation's capital like a dysfunctional reservation? What would we say about it?
Oh, I know. I love the pun. So why don't you tell us about some of the tweets you put out there and some of the other stuff that has come out in the Twitterverse?
Well, my initial tweet was Ottawa-Piskat. And after I wrote that out, I realized that's a hashtag. So, you know, I just said something really simple like, hey, can we get Ottawapiskat going? As in, hey, Parliament sure is wasteful in Ottawapiskat. Just from then, it took off, and people who are funnier and smarter than me turned it into something phenomenal.
So what are some of the tweets that you've been reading about it?
Oh, just really, really funny ones, like the nation of Attawapiskat has a $600 billion debt, yet the leader takes a private jet, while some of its people can't even afford bus passes.
All right.
Another one, you know, more humorous is the chief of Attawapiskat goes to meet the chief of Suncor, and together they smoke the tailpipe. So, you know, it just goes on and on. There's a, you know, there's a very, very witty people out there, I've discovered.
Well, there certainly are. So how important do you think it is to look at these issues, especially, you know, with the Idle No More going and Chief Teresa Spence's hunger strike? And I know we as Anishinaabeg or First Nations people have a great sense of humor. So how important do you think it is to go forward with a sense of humor, albeit a very wry sense of humor?
I think it's essential to go forward with a sense of humor. You know, after centuries of colonization, it's the only way that First Nations and Inuit and Métis across Canada survived is with that sort of innate, ingrained sense of self-deprecating humor that allows us to problems and laugh at them so they don't seem so bad. And, you know, once we do that, we can get to work on fixing them. And so the national discourse has gotten a little bit intense lately. And so, you know, a good laugh is always a good thing when you're trying to make some fundamental change.
And so what are your thoughts on the movement right now?
My thoughts on the movement are pretty positive. You know, obviously there are some folks who buy into the idea that force is power. And so under the banner of Idle No More, which is a peaceful movement, they're taking more aggressive steps and sadly, in the process, alienating a lot of potential allies. But, you know, that's a short-term thing. I think that as time goes by and as Idle No More continues teaching and sharing culture, that more and more people will come to that banner, and that, you know, it's not a quick fix. We've been going through this for centuries, so let's give it a few months before we take a look at how we're doing.
And so, Aaron, I think that's everything for me. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add?
I guess I'd just like to say that, you know, it's kind of funny that this fluke of a word ended up giving us the opportunity to laugh at the absurdity of everything, and giving other people who are maybe outside of the, you know, the experience a way in to sort of see how unfairly Indigenous communities are targeted by politicians, by media, by the person on the street, when really all we're doing when we talk about Indigenous communities is holding up a mirror for ourselves. And maybe this is the first time people are noticing that mirror.
That was Métis artist Aaron Paquette, who came up with the witty hashtag Attawapiskat. And you're listening to Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.